Astros. Fertile Monument coach Ray McLennan joins us. Ray, appreciate the time. How are you?
You bet, Jim. I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Doing well. Your ball club is doing quite well. 4-2 right now overall. 2-0 in the Southwestern League. Two wins. The one Tuesday out of Canyon View against Montrose. Then you went there yesterday and picked up the 8-1 victory. Pitching. It's been really good for you so far. Jacob Weaver had the complete game victory on Tuesday with the 10 strikeouts. And then Cade Bessert says, okay, 10's pretty good, Jacob. I think I can go out and get 14 strikeouts. And he had a 14-strikeout performance against a really good Montrose Indians lineup.
Yeah, they have been, they both were very good. You know, our pitching has been great. And, you know, the nice thing about it is our starting pitching has taken us deep into games, so we haven't had to get into our bullpen a little bit. And both those games were a lot closer than the final score indicated. Last night, you know, it was 3-0 going into the sixth, and then we kind of broke it open. And I didn't feel real comfortable even after we got an 8-run lead. You know, they're pesky, they're scrappy, just like Montrose teams usually are, and they play hard. And so, you know, you've got to make sure that you keep them down and hold them down, because they're going to keep fighting, and they're going to play to the final out for sure.
Yeah, preseason number 7 team in 4A. So, I mean, you're right. I mean, that's a good ball club that Landon Wareham has. He has a lot of young guys, but it's still a talented group that he has there. I want you to talk for a moment about Tucker Bunninger. Tucker's had a really good start to the season in your leadoff role. He's hitting .542. He's got 13 hits. He's already scored 8 runs. He leads your team in hits and runs scored already this season. He's been really solid in that leadoff role for your ball club.
Yeah, he certainly has. Tucker's a great baseball player, and the funny thing about it, he's played shortstop, he's played third, he's caught. We put him in left field once or twice. You know, you can put him just about anywhere on the field. He pitched for us in the past. I don't know that he's going to pitch this year for us, but you know, he's a kid who just he's just a natural baseball player. He's got good baseball instincts. You know, if you want to talk about a high baseball IQ, he's got it. You know, he understands what's going on. As a leadoff hitter, he's tremendous. If he doesn't get a base hit, you know, he's going to see a lot of pitches, and he's going to help your hitters out down the line. You know, he's going to make that pitcher throw all his pitches that first at-bat so everybody gets a chance to see him. You know, just very smart and a very good baseball player.
Fertile Monument baseball coach Ray McLennan with us on the Team Sports Network. You mentioned that certainly with Jacob Weaver's performance the other day, complete game against Montrose. Cade Bessert obviously gave you a lot of innings in that win yesterday, Ray. So it's been good. You haven't had to go to your bullpen. Is there now with this? I mean, obviously I have to worry about guys' arms and things like that. That's always a concern. But do you tend to lean toward maybe staying with the guy a little bit longer right now because of all the games, the compressed schedule, and not wanting to go too deep into your bullpen, too deep into your pitching staff in some of these games?
Well, I think our guys are in pretty good shape. You know, we had a plan this spring. We knew as a coaching staff that it was going to be a challenge and we're going to have to play a lot of ball games. So we've been at this since early March, and we've made sure our pitchers are – we kind of eased them in March, and then in April we started throwing longer sessions. We had a lot of inter-squad scrimmages where we put those kids in situations where sometimes the hitter had a big advantage, sometimes the pitcher had an advantage. But we made sure that their arms were in shape, because I knew once the season started, you know, this was going to be unique, and you're not going to have time to ease a pitcher into the season. You know, we knew coming into it we had to hit it with hit the ground running and make sure that guys were in shape. We had a plan last week, and we kind of had a restricted pitch count so that we could use some of those guys, and we wanted to make sure that they were fresh for this week of league, because we play within the 11 days, we play 6 league games. And that's a challenge for any pitching staff. You know, most high schools, including ours, you know, you just don't have that many arms. So you want to make sure that the guys that are better pitchers were in shape and able to go, you know, from a longevity standpoint, able to do that. That doesn't mean that, you know, if a kid gets in trouble or anything like that, we won't back off a little bit. But we felt like both Jacob and Cade were in great shape, and that they could throw the 110 pitches or whatever that Chassa lets you throw in a game, and they were, you know, ready to do that.
Wildcats head coach Ray McLennan with us today on the Team Sports Network. It's Central today. Ray out at their place, their 1-0 in league, had the good win against their crosstown rival Grand Junction on Tuesday night. So far as a team, they're hitting .301. Got a good start offensively from Cooper Ross, who's hitting .444. Luke Brown's hitting .400 for them and had the The good effort on the bump the other night against the Tigers. Kyle Bambino, the sophomore, is hitting 400. Around no strength, another freshman, or another young guy, I should say. He's hitting 333 right now. It's a good offensive lineup that Chuck Yost has right now with this ball club.
Yeah, I was fortunate to be able to watch that Grand Junction Central game, and I was impressed with how Central played there. They've improved. We watched them play a little bit the week before in the Fanning, and they're red hot right now. They're playing well. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and anytime you run into a team, especially a young team, they're going to ride that wave, and so I think we've got our hands full today. Obviously, we're in a position where we can't throw our one or two, so we're going to have to kind of battle with our bullpen a little bit, and our guys know that we're in for a dogfight today, and it's going to be a close ball game, and we've got to make sure that we do things right and play a good baseball game today if we're going to be in it.